about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But isn't Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, don't jaywalk in New York City. Tickets are up by 800%. Jaywalking tickets are up nearly 800% compared to last year, thanks to Mayor Bill de Blasio's Vision Zero plan. You may have heard the story we reported on at bobtuscan.com of the 80-year-old man who was jaywalking and subsequently beat down by police. You don't want to jaywalk, folks. Anyways, it's a great revenue generator, and that's that. Hey, got lots to talk about tonight. I don't want to waste any time. We got Steve Stars with us. What's up, Steve Stars?
Hey,
how you doing?
Glad to be back. You know, I should say something in favor of trying not to jaywalk. I almost hit somebody once coming around a corner. This guy was wearing all black, and had I been getting ready to get into the right lane where I was going to make the next turn and not a little slow to do that, I would have hit her. She was wearing nothing but black. She walked right out in the middle of the street, not knowing that I was coming around this corner at 40 miles an hour, because it was basically off a ramp off an interstate onto a heavy boulevard, you know. So, I mean, do be careful out there, friends. I mean, you know, use the crosswalk.
Jaywalk all you want, okay? Jaywalk all you want. Just be safe about it. You know, I don't need to be your nanny. I don't need to have some guy with a fancy costume say, "Hey, no jaywalking. Here's a ticket. Pay some Federal Reserve notes." Hey, speaking of Federal Reserve notes,
Okay.
I released a video on BobTuscan.com, the Bob Tuscan YouTube channel. Released a video of my encounter with the Federal Reserve Police.
Wow.
No, I didn't stutter. The Federal Reserve Police and I had a little bit of an encounter, and I just wanted to get to the bottom of whether or not they were a private police force or if they pledged an oath to the Constitution and were oath keepers.
Yeah.
Couldn't get a straight answer, but I want you to watch the video, because what happens next, after I'm told that I cannot film the Federal Reserve building in any way, shape, or form, is really worth watching. Okay? Wow. And I don't want to give it away because I want people to
watch it. When was this? When was this?
The Federal Reserve building not too long. I don't want to say exactly when. Okay? For reasons of security here, Steve.
Reasons of security. Yes, it's national security.
Therefore, insecurity.
It's in everybody's interest for us not to know.
Yeah, I do not want to get into it and explicitly give the dates, because that could pinpoint my happenings for the terrorist.
Yes, they might be mapping your next decision based on their probability of an infraction or major crime, possibly even a terrorist act.
Exactly.
Taking pictures
exactly.
Of a public building. And this is something we got to be very concerned about, Bob. So
very concerned.
It's in all of our interests not to know this.
So if you want to watch Bob Tuscan in the flesh, yes, meeting with Federal Reserve police, feel free to do so. Steve, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Where is the LAPD, Los Angeles Police Department, go for help with drones?
Go for help with drones?
Yeah, let's say they need some help with drones because, you know, these militarized police departments are implementing drones everywhere you look, and, you know, they sometimes run into a tech glitch here, or they don't know how exactly this drone operates, or they need more supplies. Where do you think they would go?
Well, I don't think Joe Friday was a real person, so they probably don't really go to him. But you would expect that they would go to the United States Air Force for somebody like that, possibly. But I'm sure that's probably not the right answer. So I'll let you fill in the blank.
LAPD scopes out Israeli drones, big data solutions. For the first time in 9 days, the February... In the month of February, folks, 8 of the Los Angeles Police Department's top brass were 7,500 miles away from home, being shuttled around Israel in a minibus. That's right. Not only are congressmen and senators are getting lavish trips to Israel, now the head honchos at the LAPD are going over there with glasses of Manischewitz, doing the chaza and
Magen David and all that. Yes,
they're going over there and they're taking a tour of. They're being wined and dined with their kosher food and their Manischewitz wine, and they are having a great time in Israel. Quote. They complained because it was like in the army. They went from place to place, and they needed some rest, Joe.
These guys are, you know, I mean, what's wrong with them? I mean, come on, get with it. This is Israeli top security. You better be on the ball, man.
Well, they had to be shipped around from place to place, says Ari Egozi, a partner at the IHLS, the Israeli Homeland Security news site that organized the LAPD tour. You know, the Israelis want to push everything, he says. LAPD Deputy Chief Jose Perez, a good-natured 30-year veteran in the department who oversees its central bureau, tweeted updates at nearly every stop. On February 2nd, he shared a group photo of the Los Angeles delegation visiting the corporate headquarters of NICE Systems. We've told you about them before, folks. They're an Israeli security and cyber intelligence company that can intercept and instantly analyze video, audio, audio, is this on? And text-based communication. A seemingly tongue-in-cheek, inspirational poster on the wall behind them reads, "Every voice deserves to be heard."
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every scream deserves to be silenced.
Well, Steve, on their nice little trip to Israel, a couple days later, Perez posed for a photo with Samuel.
Wow. Well, yeah, what a wonderful guy. Shimon Perez. You mean, was that?
Perez. We're talking about Perez, Jose Perez. No relation.
Jose Perez.
From the LAPD.
They got Shimon.
Simone in Israel and LAPD. They got Jose.
But do you think they're related? Jose and Shimon?
No, I think one guy's a Mexican, the other guy's Ashkenazi.
Yeah. P-E-R-E-S, Perez, right. Yes.
Instead of Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, who posed for a photo with Samuel Bashan. Who's Samuel Bashan? Well, he is the Israeli premier bomb expert. And it does not say here whether or not he's a bomb detection expert or a bomb maker.
Ah, I guess that depends upon which side of the bomb you're on.
You're the bomb, Steve.
Well, you know, I mean, isn't it interesting? I was just going to say that.
By the way, don't say that. Don't talk about this in an airport.
Okay,
I won't.
That's right. And be very careful about who you give this information to, because loose lips sink ships. We have to be afraid. We have to be watching everybody. Come on.
Is that what happened to the USS Liberty?
Yeah, something like that. As a matter of fact, it did. It was kept quiet for 40 years, wasn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've had Phil Turney on. We've talked to him. You know, we've talked about that horrible experiment.
You know, we have to have him back on.
Yeah, we should.
That is a false flag crime that does not get enough attention.
It would make a great motion picture. You know what? It really would. Because we came very close, according to Phil Turney, to a very, very big exchange, possibly even nuclear exchange.
World War III was prevented because of the actions of heroes like Phil Turney. Hey, we got a lot to talk about tonight, so we're going to take a quick break and jump right back into it on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future.
It's the future.
Oh, oy vey, I should say. Oy vey. LAPD man wined and dined by the Israeli intelligence networks.
I wish we had the music from Dragnet to play. You know, we could say, I'm Simon Wiesenthal. I carry a badge. Dun, 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 dun. This is the city. Tel Aviv. Bum, 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 bum.
We might be able to pull that off, Steve. You wanna?
We might be able to do that.
What was the name? Simon Wiesenthal?
Don't you remember Simon Wiesenthal, the famous Nazi hunter? Speaking of Perez, there it is, Simon Wiesenthal. I hunt Nazis.
I hunt Israelis. I mean, I'm with the Israelis.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Yes, we have Simon Perez and all the other Israeli, Ari Egozi and Bibi Netanyahu.
Only on the Bob Juskin Show.
Wow. That was very dramatic.
That was good. Hey, Mr. Producer was right on the switch with that one. You know?
How does he get that going so fast?
I don't know, man.
He must have a database or something.
He knows how to work with us, Bob, and that's the key, you know.
All right. Good one, Mr. Producer. We're glad you're paying attention tonight. Keep him on his toes, that is our producer anyways, and call us up. We'll keep the phone lines open tonight. It's Monday. A lot to talk about, but we'll throw in your calls here and there. 800-313-9443.
But I was just going to say, though, Perez was given an award by the Franciscans. He went out to Assisi, you know, and it received this award from the Franciscans.
We're talking about Simone Perez.
Yeah. The other Perez, not the fellow from L.A. Yeah, he goes out there and gets this award from the Franciscans, and nobody in the Israeli news media brings up the fact that these guys helped smuggle 25,000 SS men out of Germany after World War II, Operation Paperclip. No mention of it at all. You know, I mean, and so the Franciscans give him this peace award that they made up especially for the occasion. And Perez is very happy to receive it. And they give him a big pat on the back and everything like that. No word about all the Nazis that got away thanks to those guys in the Jesuit rat lines, you know.
Steve, the Nazis can do no wrong, my friend. You're just...
You know, Nazi schmatzi, I'm Werner von Braun.
Hold on. There's a group of our listeners out there, and I'm on the fence here, but there's a group of our listeners out there that firmly believe the Nazis were not the problem.
Nazis are not the problem?
Yeah. That's what these people believe, that they're, you know, the bad guys. Wait. Let me back up here. The Americans won the war, but in all actuality, the Nazis were the good guys.
Well, the German people suffered, but the SS men were escorted out via the rat lines through Italy and through by help, of course, with the Jesuits and the Franciscans. And now Perez goes there to receive an award from the Franciscans. No mention at all in the Israeli press about this.
What about the San Franciscans at the Pride Parade?
Ah, well, that's a different group, you know, of course. But did you notice that...
The Pope.
I guess Pope Francis is on the cover of Rolling Stone. On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
He's a cool Pope, man. This guy's cool.
He is, man. He's like, you know, a rock star. You know, usually they have like Steve Taylor, you know, or who else would be on the cover, you know, maybe even Mick Jagger, you know, but now it's the Pope, man. The cover of Rolling Stone. I haven't read the article. Maybe some of our listeners have. I saw it in the story the other day over in the magazine section. I thought I'd like to read that because it may be pretty good. Of course, there have been some critics from the Catholic Church who have said that, you know, they bashed Benedict a lot in the article and, you know, kind of contrasted him with Pope Francis, who is a Jesuit from Argentina. Of course, the first Jesuit ever to be Pope. Isn't that amazing, Bob? The times, they are changing. That's the article. Rolling Stone.
I love it. 15 reasons why your food bill is going to start soaring, and it already has, folks. Pork prices are up 25%, chicken's up 15%, so on and so forth. I'll get into those 15 reasons at some point on tonight's show. I guarantee it. Food. Remember, folks, when the food is hit, when the food's really hit, that is when
you're going to see people revolt.
Yeah, it's coming. It looks like it is. And also, we do carry a segment on the Bob Tuscan Show where we talk about the dangers in your food, and it's called the Bob Tuscan Disgusting Food Digest section of the program.
Did you just name it that?
Yeah, the Disgusting Food Digest with your host, Bob Tuscan.
That's not a bad name. Listen to this. We're talking about food prices. Well, one of the mainstream media outlets did a decent job in covering food prices a bit here. Listen to what this mother of, I think she had three children, listen to what she says about trying to make her income stretch out to provide basics on her dinner table. And folks, if there's an issue out there that should get your attention, this issue should get your attention, okay? I don't want to get all hyperbolic with this. I don't want to freak you out. I don't want to start sounding like some of the other fear-mongers. This really should grab your attention. Genuinely, pragmatically, rationally, this is something to be aware of.
Even before this rough winter in the east and south and the current drought in the west, extreme weather had been pushing food prices up over the past several years. Even so, the government's consumer price index is showing little or no inflation. Well, try telling that to shoppers in the supermarket checkout line. Here's Michelle Miller.
I'd like the government to stop by my house, come food shopping with me, and see where the real costs are.
Writer Jen Singer, mother of two teenage boys, wrestles with her grocery list every week to keep the household budget from getting away from her.
We go through one of these every couple days. It's a big part of my take-home pay. An apple a day, can't afford it at these prices. Save 90 cents.
It's not her imagination. While the government says prices are up 6.4% since 2011, chicken is up 18.4%, ground beef up 16.8%, and bacon has skyrocketed up 22.8%.
Oh, my God.
Making it a holiday when it's on sale.
Bacon for $3. Things that are going up in price are the things that I absolutely need to buy. It's the meat. It's the milk. It's the eggs. And it's getting out of hand. $8.32 for this.
Convergex market strategist Nick Colas.
Moms can really tell the government a lot about inflation. Food inflation is far greater than the government thinks it is.
But the big problem for families, wages are not budging.
If my income isn't going up, how am I going to keep up with inflation?
Median income is up only 1% a year. For Singer, that makes it hard to save for college tuition, which has been rising 6 to 8% every year for five decades.
The price of college is terrifying. And so we're looking at cheaper schools or scholarships, I hope. Run faster in track. That would really help me out a lot.
Run, Jimmy, run. You're going to have to start catching your food pretty soon if things continue to go the way that they are going.
Yes, or running from people who want to catch you for food.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
You know, Steve, food prices are going through the roof, man. No
yes,
joke.
They yes, they are. And it's a serious
although
problem.
That is a serious problem. And although gas prices are down quite a bit,
that's because of the Great Recovery.
But they're inching back up, man. Summertime's just around the corner. We're going to see them go over $4 again in no time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the price of gasoline has stayed relatively low, while the price of just about everything else is going way up fast. And American people don't think there's inflation. Of course, they say it's sort of 3 or 4%, but it's really closer to maybe 11, 12%. What is it? Bacon was up whatever it was. I was just talking to my wife about that during. I said, you should have heard
this. Bacon was up 26%, if I recall correctly.
Something like that. I mean, everything's going up. You know, I live in an area, and I've said this before, but we have dairies right around here. And the small dairy farm with maybe 200 to 300 head of cattle is going out of business, and yet the price of milk is going way up. And my brother-in-law works for a very large dairy that has about 3,000 head. And they've got to deal with the cheese factory close by here and everything like that. So these big corporations are taking over milk production. The small dairies are being squeezed out. The chicken and turkey farms are going out, the small ones. And the big corporations are taking over, and all the time the price of food is going way up. I mean, it's a very interesting dilemma here, isn't it?
It is, Steve. It is. I want to shift gears, though, if I may, for a moment.
Okay. From second to third.
Top secret revealed. Mossad's rabbi now on call for agents.
And now, the Mossad minutes.
Ah, when you least expected it, folks, it's Bob Tuscan's Mossad Minute.
Mm-hmm.
This one's up at the front page of BobTuscan.com. Top secret revealed, Mossad's rabbi now on call for agents. So many religious recruits have joined the Mossad in recent years that the organization has hired an official rabbi to advise agents and employees on a wide range of issues. Among the questions the Rabideals. Is that really a word? The Rabideals? Well, that's what this story reads anyways. Among the questions the Rabideals with are those relating to religious practices, keeping kosher, Sabbath observance, and other matters that may require compromise or adjustment regarding Jewish law on the part of an agent during a mission. Yeah, like you know, the whole part of thou shalt not kill and all those other religious teachings that the Mossad violates on a regular basis. Anyway, speaking to Ma'ariv, a Mossad source said that, quote, there are religious people in the Mossad, and that number has grown quite a bit in recent years. In the past, the IDF chief rabbi would advise agents, but with the larger number of employees here in the Mossad realized that it needs its own rabbi.
Yes.
Oy vey, Steve-o. Oy vey. Well, folks, they got their own rabbi at the Mossad now. Besides ruling on personal obligations of Jewish law, the rabbi discusses tactics and methods of operations with agents in order to reassure them that they are operating as closely to the ritual and ethical mandates of Jewish law as possible. Quote, there are many questions beyond the ritual ones that crop up, the official said. That crop up? Do they mean pop up? I don't know. Anyways, naturally, as an employee of an organization that serves and survives on secrecy, the identity of the rabbi is top secret. However, sources have told the Bob Tuscan Show that it's more than likely the new position that Ben Bernanke has received. Poor joke. All right. I was trying to think of some, Ben Bernanke. Let's see here. Give me a better option.
Janet Yellen?
Yeah, no. Well, yeah.
Soon she'll be yelling, don't panic! Don't panic!
Don't panic! I'm your rabbi. All right. We're taking calls on the Bob Tuscan Show tonight. All 3 hours. So don't worry. You have plenty of time to join us. But we do have open lines now if you want to jump on board. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. What do you say we take a call, Steve?
Yeah, let's take a call.
Art, you're on the line. What's up, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Art.
Have we been boring you so far? I hope so.
Actually, that video was rather entertaining.
Oh, you're talking about me meeting with the Federal Reserve?
Yeah. But so before we get to what I was actually calling in about, I want to make sure I got this straight. The building location and phone number is listed in the phone directory.
Yeah.
They're recognized in the corporate charter, so they're posted there. All their information is there. Let me see, they've got this big, giant building with, a big, huge seal of approval, if you will, sure. Right above
and
the door there.
And you've
heard
of Google Earth, right?
Yeah, all the stickers and all on the front door, they got the three big, huge shields out front with all the big metal fencing all around it, but they're worried that taking pictures might tell the terrorists where they're at.
Well, right. I mean, for those that haven't seen the video, it's up on BobTuscan.com. Bob Tuscan meets with the Federal Reserve Police. Anyways, the Federal Reserve Police comes out and he says, you can't take pictures, you can't take pictures. He was real soft-spoken, you can't take pictures. And
yeah.
I'm like, well, why not? And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, some schmuck with his family's walking by. Okay, and he must have just gone, hey, this is where they make the money, you know. Anyways, he took his family for a little tour, and he says, I forget the exact order of things here, but he says, you know why you can't film? I'll tell you
why. I'm going to tell you why.
Random dude walking by, totally random, and he says, I'll tell you why. It pinpoints location for the terrorist.
Yeah, I almost fell out laughing. I was like, my God, really? Jesus.
You know, that's a great commentary on just how ridiculously brainwashed some people are.
Yep. I mean, here's this big, huge building. It's right there. Everybody can see it. You'll find it on Google Earth. It's all I use. I don't use MapQuest. I use Google Earth. You know what I mean? It's right there. Anybody can look, pick up the phone book. Look up Federal Reserve in your state. It'll be there. Yeah, it's not that hard. Type into Google Federal Reserve Bank locations and you'll get how many will pop up around the country. Yeah, okay. It's real hard to pinpoint them.
But don't you think there's really some real strategy here? Because after all, we all know the building's there. And anybody who would be taking pictures could be a terrorist. That way, we don't confuse the regular population with the could-be, would-be terrorists. And not only that, if you were to take these pictures and put them on your computer, just think the terrorists might get them from your computer and get the pictures without even being there. Now, you see,
I know.
They're watching out for you.
Dude, they're just, I got so many hackers. They're just lining up waiting to hack my computer. Seriously, though, I was reading an article today. I like to fell out when I heard this. Headline reads, North Korea crimes evoke Nazi era. Kim may face charges, UN inquiry. Here to talk about North Korean security chief and possibly even supreme leader Kim Jong-un himself could face international justice for ordering systematic torture, starvation, killings comparable to Nazi era atrocities, UN investigators said on Monday. Wait a minute. They're worried about what Kim Jong-un is doing over there to his own people, but they're not saying a word about Obama droning the hell out of people all around the world.
Yep.
Really?
That's right. Uh-huh. I saw that on CBS News tonight. By the way, you know, James Brown, the sportscaster, was actually sitting in for Scott Pelley tonight reading the news. James Brown, you know, sportscaster. He was reading the news on CBS Evening News tonight. Of course, we had a lot of stuff about the Olympics and everything like that, but they talked about global warming. They ran that through again, and they were talking about that very same story. You know, Kim Jong-un will be possibly charged with criminal. Well, the guy is guilty of a lot of ugly things. Let's face it. But how many other people do we have, like Henry Kissinger and Rumsfeld and the rest? You know.
Oh, the list goes on and on and on. Art, stay with us, man. We'll let you finish up on the other side of this quick break. I also want to talk to Chris in Florida. Don't go anywhere, Chris, and take your calls as well at 800-313-9443.
Tuscan Show. For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Global warming, WMD.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's
according,
right. Watch
according
out.
According to Mr. John Kerry.
It's Dr. Kerry to you, Steve.
Dr. Kerry, I presume.
Yes. Let's go back to Art in Underground. What's up, Art?
Yeah, I just got to thinking, you know, going back to that Federal Reserve thing. Just absolutely, it's like, you know, this bonehead, whoever he was, you know, touring with his family. Do these people not realize all you have to do is type into a search engine? Like, I just now did it, just like 10 seconds ago. I typed in Federal Reserve Bank locations. I'm now looking at a website that gives... The first one I pulled up was Arkansas. And I'm looking at a whole list of...
You better be careful, man.
I mean, St. Louis, Little Rock, Louisville, Memphis. Locations, addresses, started.
All right, we're going to have to cut this conversation short because if you're doing that, we could be connected with you.
We might be pinpointed.
We're afraid of all of this as well. I mean, this is serious stuff, Art. Come on. Yeah.
Well, this is just how ridiculous it is. I mean, it's like they're talking about, you know, if you go to New York, all right, I remember when I was young, we used to
By the way, it's pronounced New York.
New York. And we took pictures of the Statue of Liberty. We took pictures of the George Washington Bridge. Right. Today, if you do that, you just might be looking to blow something up.
You're not the only one who took pictures of the George Washington Bridge. You remember those Mossad agents on 9/11? I'm sure they took a few pictures.
Yeah. You seen, like, the tour buses. Like, they pull up, and you see this a lot with Chinese. You know, you get, like, two dozen Chinese people will pile off of a bus, and every one of them's got, like, two cameras, and they're taking all these pictures. I wonder how that works out for them. Are they going around harassing these people? Maybe they're much domestic terrorists. I mean, this is how stupid it is.
Well, they probably are spies, you know, because anyone from China is a spy. All right. Well, thanks, brother. As always, good to hear from you, man.
All right.
Take care. Chris in Florida, what's up?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Well, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. That seems to be the theme. Well, I was calling about the inflation-deflation issue that we have, and I need to start by asking, what do you fellows think is the current circumstance? Is it that folks don't have enough currency or credit, or that we have too much, that folks are awash in currency or credit?
You know...
Well, credit has been parked in the Federal Reserve for, what is it, two, 3 years, almost $2 trillion. And so, the banks won't loan it out. So credit is a question about whether we have any at all anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to have great credit if you want to even hope to get a loan, and the Fed is buying mortgage-backed securities that are frauds to prop up that market. But, I want to point out that inflation also makes prices go up. Deflation makes prices go up just as inflation can. Now, inflation and deflation refers to the money supply. It does not refer to prices. Whenever you have, if the genocidal Federal Reserve is inflating the economy as they claim, while the member banks are withholding lending, the effect on Main Street is deflation. So claiming to inflate the economy, the Fed is inspiring market confidence that people will dabble in the markets and encouraging spending on non-essential luxury items. But during the 1990s, we sure did have inflation. Now, during the current deflationary period, the Fed is gobbling up real property, as has happened during all the past privately owned national bank-induced deflationary periods. Just like Thomas Jefferson said, I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. That's a quote. And so, you know, as we have in all previous periods of hyperinflation or inflation, you have folks with too much currency and credit. They'll go buy up as much as they can before the prices rise again. So you have empty store shelves because folks are buying as much as they can while they can, while there's something on the shelves. But now we see in this deflationary period that folks do not have enough for basic necessities, and yet the store shelves are full. And yet, of course, the mom and pops are going out of business, being displaced by the big box stores. And, that's, of course, due to the so-called free trade agreements. That's another game changer. But yet we do have too much merchandise and goods and food that's available for anybody to buy, yet we don't have enough currency or credit. So, you know, the Federal, we don't know what the Federal Reserve is actually doing. They're genocidal. Why should we take their word for it? They say that they're inflating the economy, but since 2006, and you can see this on their own website, just like you can see all their branch locations, since 2006, the M3 has not been published. And so with the M3 is the total aggregate estimate of all currency and credit worldwide. So we only have the word to take for it, and I would encourage all to check out an article on at businessinsider.com entitled 10 Hyperinflation Horror Stories of the 20th Century that goes through various nations and the fact that, yeah, people, when they have too much currency, they go and buy what they can while they can before the prices rise again. But, you know, with deflation, the prices are rising because of the scarcity of the currency and credit makes it worth more.
Yeah, absolutely. We're printing far too much money, and none of it can be loaned out. That's what's happening. You know, it's pretty obvious. I mean, this is what happened years ago, of course, with, you know, when you can't loan money, you can't reignite the economy. I mean, it's that simple. I'm not talking about, you know, gouging interest rates, but when interest rates are so low, and as you pointed out, Fannie and Freddie are buying up all these interest, all the loans. So the Federal Reserve is taking over the entire mortgage industry. Banks don't want to lend because it's better and it's safer and more economical for them to keep that money in the Federal Reserve.
Exactly. And, you know, the inflation is necessary to an abundant economy. Because human productivity is virtually unlimited, the currency and credit supply should grow. But, of course, we have the Federal Reserve. Whenever you sign up for a loan, and this is detailed in their document from the Chicago branch of the Federal Reserve entitled Modern Money Mechanics, you're actually giving them permission to create that credit. And they only issue, as Modern Money Mechanics explains, they only issue principal into circulation, but never the interest. So it's mathematically impossible for everybody to pay back their loans. And so what you have is some people losing the collateralized real property to the banks, and all the wealth, all the labor that they put into trying to pay off that loan as well. So that's really, you know, the fractional reserve is exposed in Modern Money Mechanics, and that's something that's what we need to stop. Of course, you had Paul Glover on to talk about, and I thank you for that, Bob, to talk about community currencies. We also have time banks and barter networks that we can resort to, but those are the things that we have to, just like every previous panic or depression, people resort to community currencies or barter networks and time
back. I love it, Chris. Thanks so much for all that you do, man. I appreciate your call and everything else you're involved with. We got to run for this hour. We'll be back next hour with more of the Bob Tuscan Show in just seconds.
Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.